That Star Wars thing, I don't know.
Anyway. Okay, so maybe I'll have to watch it again. Both of us watch it again, and we can talk about it again in case, or if there's anything else pops up.
We can ruin it for more people.
Ruin it for more people. I bet you Big Fatty was really looking forward to going to see Star Wars this weekend.
Did he go and see it?
I doubt it.
Does he not like Star Wars?
I don't think he understands it.
But he likes Star Trek.
I know.
When I put out the tweet about the travesty that was that trailer, he said something. He wrote something back about it, but I forget what he said about it now. He said, "Where was this?" And I said, "Oh, it was released on the internet today."
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I don't think Big Fatty understands it.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3193 of the BFO for Monday the 4th of May 2020. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my weekend, and there was something in the Villa mailbox. Yes, we did. What is Squeaky Kitty saying? Big Fatty, you didn't understand, Squeaky Kitty? No, tell me what is it? Squeaky Kitty said, "Big Fatty, I am your kitty." Oh, well, hi, everyone. I hope you're, science fiction Monday is going well, y'all, because it's Science Fiction Monday, because y'all, today is May the 4th. Be with you. Yes, Big Fatty, may it be with you too. And also with you, Obi. We can't touch each other. Okay, thank you for calling.
Where Poodle doesn't eat some cake.
Happy birthday to you.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today, May the 4th be with you. Y'all, it is a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, all I got to say is I have a feeling this person is thrilled that their celebration of exiting the birth canal falls on Star Wars Day. You know, it's Star Wars May the 4th be with you. Everybody knows it's just as bad as you doing that same old routine during Pride 48. Well, that's not going to change. But y'all, I met this person at the Pride 48 out there in Las Vegas. I don't know if he came once or twice. I want to say he's come a couple of times. But y'all, one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. Doesn't listen to a damn little show unless he is made to. Big Freddy, he'll be made to listen to this one, that's for sure. Well, you're probably right. Y'all, he is none other than the other half of Christina from the Greetings from Nowhere. Y'all, it's Bob. It's Bob Hill. Big Freddy, we love Bob Hill. It's true. And y'all, quite the looker. Quite the looker. And y'all, I don't know if Bob is on the Twitter or the FaceSpace, but y'all, I know Christina is. So y'all, if you don't see Bob, tell Christina to wish Bob a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty! So y'all, last time I talked to you was on Thursday evening when I recorded the little show. Something did happen on Thursday evening. Y'all, I was sitting here watching the TV machine and all. Y'all, I, by the way, I've gotten all my steps in on my nipple walks all weekend long. But y'all, I got a testimonium from my brother, and y'all, it was a picture. It was a picture of a stimulus check for my mother. Big Fatty, she's gone to glory. Well, she sent $1,200. And I said, well, what are you going to do with that? He said, we're going to put it in the bank. I said, no, we're not going to do that because that's not right. And so I told him to send it to me. And I went on and I goggled. And it says that those should be returned. But y'all, they didn't tell you where to return it or how to return it or anything like that. Because, you know, if you're going to return it, you got to make sure that you get the credit for returning it. Yes, Big Fatty. So, y'all, even in death, my mother got a stimulus check before other people. Big Fatty, can you name a couple? Well, I could, but I'm not going to. But anyway, y'all, also, I got an e-letter. I'm not going to say who it's from. But y'all, it was, let's just see if I can find it. Y'all, it was a picture. It was a picture of a listener who met Jeff Stryker. Y'all, I never knew that when I was mentioned that Circus Books, that I was going to get so many comments. Y'all, Miss Beaver even saw it over there in Torshavn and I don't know if she was touching herself or not. Big Fatty, you also saw a book about Brenda's Beaver Needs a Barber. I wonder if Miss Beaver's Barber needs a Brenda. I don't know. But anyway, y'all... I'm not going to say who this was, but y'all, it's a picture of a listener to the BFO back in, let's just see, it doesn't say when it was, but y'all, this listener was with Jeff Stryker, and Jeff Stryker had his shirt open. Big Fatty, how about his underpants? No, they were not open. But y'all, evidently, Jeff Stryker has brought back lots of fabulous memories for different folks, and y'all, I'm not sharing that because I was asked not to share it. Big Fatty, but y'all on for right, y'all. Let's just see. I don't think I did anything out of the ordinary. Afternoon, y'all. I was sitting on the porch having a little glass of moose pea wine, and y'all, I get a testimonium from Durwood. Herbie Freddy, are you going to be home? I said, well, yeah. He says, I'm going to drop off a little package for you, Big Fatty. Y'all, he brought me a pot roast. You know, I had said that old stink pot made me want to make a pot roast, but y'all, that they were so expensive at the Vonsies that I just didn't buy it. Well, y'all, you know, he's in the meat delivery business, or not business, but he's a subscriber to the meat delivery service or whatever. I don't know. Big Finish, Jeff Stryker involved in it? Well, he may have been at one time. But y'all, he brought me a big old pot roast, and so we had a little glass of wine and just caught up. Y'all, I had a few. I had a few cheese cookeries. Big Fatty, a few. You had about eight. Well, he ate them all. And y'all, you could just see that it put a smile on his face, and I was just so happy with that. And y'all, while we were sitting there, young Nicholas came driving up, and he poured himself a glass of wine. And y'all, we just visited for a little while, and then Durwood was off. He was off, y'all. He went and got him some chicken gizzards or chicken livers, or I don't know what he got. But y'all got two dozen of them. And y'all then... after young Nicholas left, what did I do? Big Fatty, you listened to that Stick It With a Poke? It did. Y'all, I came in late, and let's see, who all was there? Jim and Gavin and Blind Guy Jay and Haunt Cub, and Kingsley was there, Bill in St. Louis, and who else was there? Who was down there in the... in the Charlie Weaver space on the thing. Y'all, there were, and who was up there? I don't know. That was Bill in St. Louis. Who was down there in the bottom left-hand corner? I don't recall. And it's not because they're not memorable. It's just that, y'all, I don't remember shit anymore. Hey, what else is new? But, anyway, y'all, slept like a baby. Y'all, the wine, y'all, that I think that is the vaccine for Whitman Tinker. So y'all at Whitman Tinker, I know Big Ricky's been getting visited by Whitman Tinker. Maybe some Moose Pea wine will help you. Yes, Big Fatty, or some bleach. But anyway, but y'all, I got up on on Saturday, y'all, I had asked young Nicholas if he would go by the Total Wine, and I gave him some of the good duckies, and he picked up some more Moose Pea wine, because y'all, we've been through quite a bit this week, Fatty. And Saturday morning, he stopped by and delivered the wine and the change for my coin purse. And, y'all, then he was off. He was off to do, I don't know what he was doing, yard work or something like that, or nipple naps. And, y'all, I got my nipple walks in. Y'all, it was a lovely day on Saturday also. I just got to tell you, just lovely. And, then Saturday night, I invited young Nicholas to come over for a cocktail. Because, y'all, I think he was just kind of... bored there at home. Big Fatty might as well be bored with you as to be bored at home. That's true. Y'all, so he came over. Y'all, we listened to that that Dubious Intentions with that Daniel Biba and old Crooked Hat. Y'all, it was supposed to start at 10 o'clock. Didn't start till about 10:30. Oh, Big Fatty, they were on drag time. Speaking of that, y'all, while young Nicholas was here, we did a FaceTime with Granny. And he was watching the, y'all, they're doing virtual drag shows, the Dudley Do-Rights performers. And so Granny was watching that and having him a Jack and Coke. And and so we chatted with him for a little while. It was just nice. It was very nice. So we're going to have to get Granny back out here. Yes, Spaghetti, he'll just drive up one day. Well, I think we're going to maybe try to do a little supper this coming weekend. Big Fatty, are you sure? Well, we're kind of playing it by ear right now. But anyway, what was I going to say? So we talked to Granny for a little bit, and then we listened to that Daniel Biba. And y'all, they weren't finished till midnight. Y'all, all they did was fuck it up. All they did was they couldn't remember how to do the fucking show. Just fucked it up. And then young Nicholas left, and y'all, I immediately crawled in the bed and started drooling. Fatty. And slept like a baby again. And then on Sunday... Y'all, I woke up Sunday morning and had my paper, read my newspaper, and had my brofkus. Y'all, I had the cream chip beef on toast for my brofkus, the SOS, if you will. And then, what did I do then? Then I did the big Sudoku. It's, you know, it's the five puzzles in one, and I'm about a quarter of the way through it. Y'all, I couldn't get for the Satney one. That was a level 5, and y'all, I just couldn't figure it out. So anyway, I was unsuccessful on the level 5 this week. But let's see. Then after that, I went out and did my morning nipple walk. Now, y'all, it has warmed up and the humidity is up, but y'all, there was a nice breeze blowing, so it was still very nice. Did my long nipple walk, and in fact, let's just see how many steps I've got in so far as I'm recording this. Y'all, I think I'm 11,644. So, y'all, as soon as I finish here, I'm going to go get my last little nipple walk amount in. And y'all, I was invited. I came home, got a shower and everything, laid down for a little bit. And y'all, I was invited to a going away, small little gathering for two of the nicest lesbiterians here in the neighborhood. Y'all, they're moving. They're moving to Jacksonville Beach. And y'all, they're just as nice as they can be. In fact, young Nicholas, I'll tell that story later, or I'll get him to tell it. But anyway, y'all went and we had a little, going away. We all sat our 6 feet apart. We had a little going away, chitter chat and everything. And I took some moose pea wine. And then what did I do? Y'all, then they had a little supper, and it was like some sort of, some sort of chicken, baked chicken with some sort of Mexican sauce on it and yellow rice. And y'all, there was a delicious gravy to put on it, too. And cilantro. Oh, Big Fatty, the cilantro. Oh, you had a bad experience, but it was delicious. And y'all, I started getting these messages on the testimoniums. Yes, Big Fatty, you had to pay for those too. It's true. So the suits meeting for Sunday evening has been moved up. Y'all, we've moved it up. Big doings. And then we'll have the state of the station after that. And then it's got survivors ready after that. But y'all, I think, oh no, wait. I mentioned that there was something in the Villa Melt. But it's true, y'all. It is the guide from fucking Dan. But y'all, I don't have enough time to open it. So, Big Fatty, is that addressed to Squeaky Kitty? It is. Oh, Big Fatty, Squeaky Kitty wants you to open it now. Well, there's just no time. There's no time. But y'all, we'll do that on tomorrow's little Big Fatty. Well, might as well make Squeaky Kitty wait another day. That's pretty much it. Y'all, by the way, y'all, do you know Shirtless Jay? I think he's going to bring his little show back here pretty soon. Y'all, it's called Shit. S-C-H-I-T. Big Fatty. And y'all, speaking of shit, that pretty much was my weekend. Oh, dear. I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Star Wars day. Yes, Big Fatty, may the Force be with you, too. And that you'll be back here tomorrow for Everybody Loves a Mexican Day. Yes, Big Fatty. At the beginning of today's little show, y'all, that's a flashback. To the Toque and Beanie. Yes, Big Fatty, that's the hat show. It's true. With the turnip head and the Dr. Stone. And y'all, they were talking about Big Fatty and enjoying the Star Wars and turnip head. What was your opinion about that?
I don't think Big Fatty understands it.
Oh, Big Fatty didn't understand shit. That was an easy prediction there.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.